Oh, hello, darling. Yes, yes, it has been a busy day.
Oh,
yes. My muscles are very, very stiff. What are you doing here, anyway? Haven't you had dinner already? What time is it? Oh, good grief. I'm sorry, darling. I must have missed... Oh, I am sorry. Oh, yes, I would like a massage. That would be very nice. Oh, you're always so good at these. Yes, we had a lot to do today. Yes, this presentation has been really, really working us to the bone, I suppose. But once it's all done, I will be able to treat you to a long weekend. How does that sound? I thought you'd like that. And I will be getting you something as a thank you for being so patient. Oh yes, get your fingers deep in there. Thank you, that's a bit better. Now, why don't you head off home? I will finish up here, and I'll meet you home soon enough. Now, darling, you can't stay here and wait for me all night. No, you can't. Go home right now. I have plenty of coffee. And I will be home as soon as I can. Now, skedaddle. Go sleep or something. What are you doing? No, get out from under my desk this instant. No, I said... No, did you... No, anyone could walk in. Okay. Maybe a quick break is in order. Okay. Oh, you're so good at that. Yes, I do love having you on your knees. You look so, so pretty down there. I especially love it when I force you down there and you act a little bit put out, but I know you always, always love it. No, I certainly didn't have to force you tonight, did I? Oh, yes. Oh, get your tongue deep in there. Oh, that's good. Oh. Fuck. Yes, who is it? No, that's fine. You go home for the night. No. I'm going to stay here and work. We just need to finish this presentation. Yes, I will... I'll let you know tomorrow morning. You deserve a spanking for that. You certainly should have stopped when you heard that knock at the door. No, don't be cheeky. I certainly don't want you to stop now. Yes, darling, your tongue is so, so talented. It's running along my clit. Oh, yes. Yes. Why did you stop? I didn't tell you to stop. Oh, you what?
You want to fuck me on my desk, do you? Really?
And what exactly makes you think you can have that privilege? Oh, you manipulative little slut. Yes, I did promise you you could have anything after being so patient with this long work week, didn't I? I did promise that. Oh, I really, really want to put you over my knee right now. But I am a woman of my word, aren't I? So, very well. If you can get me close to orgasm one more time within the next 30 seconds, I will allow you to fuck me over my desk. How does that sound? Has this been a fantasy of yours for a while? I'll bet it has. And you had to come up with this elaborate plan because you knew I would never let you otherwise. But you also know if I promise you something, I will always deliver. Maybe we should be hiring you for our sales team. Oh no, no, darling. I wouldn't allow you to work. I enjoy having you at home, waiting for me. Don't you like that? Of course you do. I just love the idea of you walking around our apartment, naked, just cleaning, bending over to pick things up, and then greeting me at the door, taking my coat, and giving me a nice glass of wine at the end of a long work day. Do you ever touch yourself when you're home alone? Oh no, of course you don't. You're a good boy. You would never, never do that without permission, would you? No, you wouldn't. So, since you are a good, obedient boy, get your tongue in between my legs again. And like I said, 30 seconds. Oh, yes. Yes, start with my clit. Tease it with the tip of your tongue. Flick it up and down, that's right. That's right. Not so fast! Oh my god! No god! Okay! You win! Stop! Oh, sometimes I really hate you. Fine then. A deal's a deal. I am going to lie on my back over my desk. Let's just move some of these papers. And I'm hiking my skirt up. I'm opening my legs to give you a nice view. How do you like it? How did it taste? Are you hard? Of course you are. Why am I even asking? Now, stand in front of me. Take that cock in your hands. Good boy. And start pumping it. Oh, you thought you were going to fuck me right away. You're not the only one who knows effective negotiating tactics. So, start stroking yourself. Good. Move the hand up and down. Start slow and languid. Nice. Oh, it's good that you put on a little show for me. I do love when you perform for me. You so rarely ever perform with your cock, more your mouth and your hands and your nipples and your ass, but this is pleasant in its own way. Oh, you look beautiful, darling. I almost find you irresistible. Almost. Keep stroking. Good. Okay, spit into your hand. Do you want to know a little secret?
I keep lube in my top drawer.
Why don't you get some? That ought to make it easier.
Yes.
Good. Use it. Start pumping again harder and harder. You better learn your self-control, because I don't care how on edge you are when you enter me. You had better make me come before you do. Otherwise, there will be severe consequences. All right. Stop. Now,
put your cock inside me.
Oh, this feels so good. Start slow, thrust your hips. Good boy, good boy. Yes. Go faster, go faster. Good, good. Oh, you don't get a lot of practice at this, but you're surprisingly good at it. Okay, faster, faster. Okay, stop, stop. Right. Just stay inside me. Start playing with my clit with your hand. Good. Use the lube to make it wet. Rub it. Rub it. Oh. And play with my nipples with your other hand. Yes. Yes. Okay, start thrusting again. But keep playing with my nipples and keep playing with my clit. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, no, no, you can't come, because I haven't come yet. No, I'm not close. Keep going. Oh, that's the spot. That's the spot. You've got it. You've got it. Do it. Do it faster. Do it faster. That's it. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. I certainly hope that no one else was in the office. Oh. Okay. Okay, darling, you can come. Come whenever you want. Yes, I was trying to keep quiet, but wasn't doing a very good job, was I?
Neither were you, come to think of it.
Oh, yes. Just stay inside me for a while.
Lie your body weight on top of me. Just let me hold you.
I'm going to keep my legs wrapped around you.
Keep you inside me, where you belong. Your cock belongs to me. Feel me clenching around it. That is my sign of ownership. I can make you feel whatever I want.
Yes, darling. This does feel good, doesn't it? Just lay here with me, as I stroke your hair, and kiss your forehead, and tell you what a good job you did. And then I am going to take you home, lay you out on the bed.